Thank you, CJ. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics at Seed Genetics Direct. Martin is watching a strong storm system move through the Great Lakes overnight tonight and through tomorrow.
Right now, we're looking at anywhere from a quarter to 1 3/4 inches of rain by the time all is said and done. More than likely, we're going to be seeing this rain spread out in kind of a steady or constant kind of scenario. Yes, there's a chance for some thunderstorms in southern tier counties of lower Michigan, but I don't think thunderstorms are a big part of what we're going to be seeing here. It's just long-term constant moisture. Everything kind of dies down as we move through the overnight Saturday night.
Colder temperatures dive in behind that system for the balance of the weekend.
Sunday, we see strong north winds coming across the Great Lakes. That's going to continue Monday and Tuesday. Those winds will pick up some moisture off the lakes. That means lots of cloud cover around for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I won't rule out a few hit and miss showers as well. Sprinkles, isolated showers. Here's what we've got. It's almost like a lake effect setup. So the best areas for moisture are going to be near the lake shores. And once you get into the interior of the state, not as much of a problem, but definitely cool. Strong winds will help drying a little bit as long as we don't see too much moisture.
Our next front moves through on Thursday and into Friday of next week. Martin says it's a weaker front than what we're experiencing this weekend.
Right now I'm looking at anywhere from a tenth to maybe half an inch, coverage around 60% of Michigan. This is mostly a Thursday event, but it has a longer tail into Friday. Behind that, we cool down again, but not as cold as what we're expecting here the second part of this weekend.
Find more details later today when Martin posts his Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast in written form at the new MichiganAgToday.com. It's also presented by Greenstone Farm Credit Services, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services for over 100 years. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.